Dressed in white and displaying patriotic symbols, 1,000 Colombians marched through the capital, Bogotá, with a long list of grievances against the two-month-old government of Gustavo Petro.
We are very worried by what's happening in the country, the crime and economic insecurity, the uncertainty with the tax, political and electoral reforms. That's why entrepreneurs are fleeing the country. That's why the dollar is now almost 5,000 pesos.
Most of them are middle and upper middle income Colombians that could directly be affected by the government's ambitious tax reform that aims to raise almost $6 billion to fund social programs. Others are workers of the oil and mining sector that fear Petro's promise to accelerate the transition towards clean energy.
Petro's government has a totally irresponsible ultra-environmentalist position that pretends to prematurely end one of the sectors that contributes the most to the country's economy, that generates hundreds of thousands of jobs.
Petro came into office following a wave of discontent and demands for change in a country deeply defined by social and economic inequality. His ambitious agenda goes from seeking total peace through deals with rebel groups and crime gangs to a series of reforms to change the traditionally market-friendly policies in the country, from health to pensions to land reform. But recent polls show Petro's approval fell from 56 to 46%, mostly due to concerns about the difficult economic situation.
The honeymoon period has ended, but that not means that we are going to see a separation or even a souring of the relationship between the citizenry and the current government. I still think that the current government has a large political capital that will allow him to operate at least for a year more.
Organizers are calling for another demonstration a week from now to keep pressure on the government. But to have any chance to stop the reform from going forward in Congress, they will need to mobilize a much larger number of protesters. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Bogotá.